Letters to America Number 45, February 8, 2024. In a world inundated with misinformation and obscure truths, it becomes imperative to seek out the real intel, untainted by agendas or ulterior motives. Too often, we find ourselves ensnared in the manipulative webs of those who thrive on deception, playing into their reptilian game that has persisted for millennia. Through the passage of over 26,000 years, this insidious influence has seeped into the very fabric of our societal structures, embedding itself deeply within channels of the fake news, purportedly dedicated to enlightenment and truth. Yet, amidst the chaos and confusion, there emerges a stark reality: the pedophiles, symbolizing the darkest and most evil manifestations of human depravity, are the true virus infecting our world, perpetuating cycles of exploitation and suffering of innocent children. The U.S. military is the vaccine. Contrary to the prevailing narrative, it is not the valorous facade of the deep state narrative that offers the truth, but rather the collective awakening to the insidious forces at play. The antidote lies not in blind obedience or misguided allegiances, but in the unwavering resolve to confront these malevolent influences head-on. It is a call to arms, not of violence or aggression, but of resilience and unity, fueled by a righteous indignation and a steadfast commitment to justice. In the face of adversity, all that is required is a spark of light, a spark of courage, of defiance, of unwavering determination to reclaim our autonomy and safeguard the sanctity of human dignity. For it is in the unwavering pursuit of truth and integrity that we find our purpose, our character, and ultimately, our liberation from the shadows that seek to ensnare us. This is the digital battlefield which encapsulates not merely a metaphorical concept but a stark reality shaping the dynamics of modern society. Beyond the traditional realms of conflict and warfare, this battlefield extends its reach into every aspect of human endeavor, from politics and economics to social interactions and personal privacy. It's a battleground where information reigns supreme, and the lines between truth and falsehood blur incessantly. With the proliferation of social media platforms, cyber espionage, and the weaponization of disinformation, the stakes of this digital warfare have never been higher. Integrity becomes a scarce commodity as algorithms dictate narratives, and individuals and entities manipulate digital landscapes to serve their agendas. Yet, amidst this chaos, there lies an opportunity for resilience and vigilance, a call to arms not of violence, but of critical thinking, ethical use of technology, and digital literacy. It's a summons for individuals and institutions alike to safeguard the sanctity of truth and uphold the principles of liberty and freedom in the face of digital tyranny. Thus, the digital battlefield serves as both a warning and a rallying cry, a reminder of the immense power wielded by technology and the imperative for conscientious engagement in shaping the future of our digital world. In the grand tapestry of human existence, the battle between left and right pales in comparison to the timeless battle between good and evil. It is a battle that transcends political ideologies and societal divides, rooted deeply in the essence of morality and the human spirit. This conflict is not merely a physical clash, but a spiritual warfare fought on the battlegrounds of consciousness and conscience. It is a confrontation against the unseen forces of darkness, against the very essence of malevolence that seeks to sow discord and chaos in the fabric of existence. In recognizing this truth, we understand that our adversaries are not merely those who stand opposite us on the political spectrum, but the insidious influences that manipulate, deceive, and corrupt from the shadows. It is a battle that demands courage, integrity, and unwavering commitment to the principles of goodness and righteousness. To confront evil is to confront the depths of our own humanity, to strive for a world where justice, compassion, and truth reign supreme. In the face of adversity, it is not enough to stand idly by, for the stakes are too high, and the consequences too dire. We must arm ourselves with righteousness, fortify our spirits with virtue, and march forward with purpose, knowing that the battle between good and evil is not merely a matter of ideology, but a quest for the very soul of humanity itself. The nanotechnology is inside you. Buckle up, Anants, it's happening. They are programs inside your quantum mind and chakras, pulling and controlling your nanotechnology strings, recognizing where they've been stored, inside you. The children have been saved, it was over before it started. keeping you stuck at the vaccine passports, stuck between Jen Flynn fighting Lynn Wood. Watching the Capitol riot information unfold. The news about another fabricated country fighting against another fabricated country. It's their game. Everyone had free choice. Those that couldn't see were them. Run with us or run from us. Cut through the matrix, it's already done. Waiting for the news to tell you what you already know. The military, the National Guard, the Galactic Alliance. It's already done, and when you wake up, the whole world is about to change. Shutdown.